There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh my gosh, this is so spooky. There was a woman who was eating a bag of grapes. You know how you get a bag of grapes? And then sometimes you kind of run it under the faucet, you know, to kind of rinse off the pesticide. But you keep it in the bag because the bag has holes in it. And then you don't have a bag in the fridge full of water because the water will drip out all the holes. Well, apparently, she was sitting there eating her bags of grapes, and a black widow spider comes out and bites her. I believe she's in the hospital right now because of this. So we're going to talk about black widow spiders. Why are they so gosh darn spooky? What to do if you get a black widow spider bite, and why I will never, ever, 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 ever eat grapes again after this. Next, some of you guys down 4 espressos a day. We have a report saying 4 espressos a day can harm your health. So that's bad. We have another report coming out saying sunscreen could be bad for you and sunscreen could cause cancer. Is that true? Why? And should we just not wear sunscreen at all? The answer to that is no. But we'll talk about sunscreen, which sunscreens are safer, how to choose a safer sunscreen. Now, a lot of you guys deal with herpes, type 1 herpes. And you're like, man, why me? I got to get these cold sores. Why do, you know, why do I have to be stuck with herpes? So you guys don't despair. Because they say that they are using type 1 herpes to treat cancer. Malignant melanoma. So you may, who knows, be paid by some scientist to kiss the cancer, I guess. What else do we have here? All right. California scientists are testing ecstasy as an anxiety reducer for people who are pretty ill, terminally ill. This isn't the first time they've tried ecstasy to see if it'll help people get out of a bad mood or depression. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, boy, the stories keep coming, how pollution, again, has been found to possibly put children at risk for autism. And then, if we have time, which I think we're going to make time for this one, apparently syphilis, gonorrhea, and HIV is starting to soar. And they are blaming Tinder and Grindr dating apps. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this story I got to talk to you guys about, this kind of bothers me a little bit, okay? Because I grew up knowing that the dictionary was where you would get proper English, right? You'd get proper words. If it's not in the dictionary, it's not a proper word. Well, I guess the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added 1,700 new entries, and one of which is WTF. WTF. Okay, and I can't say what that means on air, but I'm sure you guys know. Just substitute fudge for something else, what the chocolate fudge, okay? WTF. Okay, you guys know what the F means. That's now in our dictionary. What does that say of our culture? They say the new terms of phrase, along with 200 modified existing ones, have been added to the online unabridged version. More and more Americans get their internet from the internet and engage in social media, so the more online lingo and text abbreviations become part of cultural vocabulary. Clickbait. Clickbait, I don't even know what that means. Apparently, it's a term, according to the dictionary, that's been used since 2010, which means something such as a headline designed to make readers want to click a hyperlink, especially when the link leads to content of dubious value or interest. So my guess is clickbait is for some of those porn sites. They say last year Merriam-Webster added selfie and hashtag to their vocabulary index, and then they were flooded with a lot of modern colloquialisms. Okay, so photobomb, that's in there. To move into a frame of a photograph as it's being taken as a joke or a prank, photobomb. Colossal squid, it's an extremely large squid that's in the deeper waters of the Southern Ocean called the Misonicotiuthis hamiltoni. Well, that would make sense if that's in there. Emojis. Emojis are these little symbols and smiley faces that we put, that we have on our phone. Dark money. Money contributed to nonprofit organizations that is used to fund political campaigns without the disclosure of the donors' identities. Ah, I bet we're going to be seeing a lot of that term coming up in this next election. Meme, an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. So, meme. I thought memes were like those pictures you see on Facebook. Jegging is a legging that is designed to resemble a tight-fitting pair of denim jeans and is made of stretchable fabric called jeggings. NSFW means not safe for work or not suitable for work, which is something you tell your friends or your coworkers when they're about to pull up a site that they shouldn't. Siendro is a pentatonic tuning employed for Havanese gamelans that divides the octave into five roughly similar internals, whatever. WTF is in there. What else do we have? Crema, a layer of creamy tan froth that forms on the top of freshly made espresso. Crema. Crema is also Spanish for cream. So, I mean, are they saying they're going to now kind of incorporate English or Spanish into our English? Macarons are those real yummy little baby macaroon cookies that have cream in them that are really, really soft. And they have, like, ganache and things like that. Those are pretty yummy. That I'll allow. I will definitely allow that into our dictionary. But I guess that's it. That's it. So I don't have any new words. I use the WTF a lot, but I changed it to WTH to clean it up a little bit. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of you had asked me how I like my iMac Book Pro. I hate it. I really can't stand it. I have so many issues with it, and I'm getting sick and tired of seeing that stupid, round, colorful thing that is taking the place of an hourglass all the time because it keeps getting stalled. So if I had to review this product, it really, really blows. I understand that, you know, it's better than most laptops, but I can't stand any laptop. So I guess it's one of the best laptops out there, but it still blows. Can I just say that? All right, let's move on and talk about this woman who was bitten by a black widow spider. This is so spooky! Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on a second. Now, look, it just changed the story. It just changed the story. It says supposed to be women bitten. Here we go. Whew. Just changed the story on me. Man, clickbait. Women bitten by black widow spider was holding that was hiding in a bag of grapes. She's from Vermont. She was hospitalized when she brought home a bag of grapes, and the stupid spider, little sucker, blood-sucking little insect, it's not an insect, it's got eight legs, was in there. The grocery store that sold the grapes is getting a big butt-whipping now from her. Shaw's is the grocery store, said it was inspecting the grape products in all of its stores. They say the health and safety of products as well and our customers is our first concern. Okay? Now, she has been released from the hospital, from University of Vermont Medical Center. But I know many of you guys are like, forget it. I was going to be vegan and just eat fruits and vegetables. Me too. I was going to be vegan. I was telling myself this morning, I was telling everybody, you know what? I am turning vegan. And then I heard this story, and I said, to heck with it. I'm just going to eat a piece of meat because you rarely see a black widow spider on a piece of meat. I'm with you on that. Sorry, look, I tried. I tried to be vegan. I really tried. Okay, so the Latrodectus mactans, or the Latrodectus hesperus, are black widow spiders, and they're found throughout the United States, Mexico, and southern Canada. This is spooky! A female black widow spider is much more likely to deliver venom than a male spider. And stop it, okay? We're not saying no-brainer on that one. Now, but male black widows are mean suckers, too. Okay, when I was growing up, I grew up in southern Arizona, so we had black widow spiders for breakfast. And I remember everybody said, you know, especially my father, you know, the daddy's fine. You know, it's the mom you got to be careful of. Okay, you know, always watch out for the mom. And I thought he was talking about my mom, because he's right. I mean, my mom could pack a punch. Okay, I would take on 1,000 black widow spider bites over a butt whooping from my mom. Anyway, but the males are bad too, okay? Female black widows are long-legged, they're shiny, they're coal black spiders, and they got an orange, red, or yellow shape on their underside belly that looks like an hourglass, but it could be other shapes as well. It doesn't have to be an exact hourglass. And these female black widows are about 1.5 inches or 3.8 centimeters long. But they could be tinier. I know we talk about rub tummy a lot on the show. Like, you know, your kitty cat may like rub tummy. Or your puppy dog may like rub tummy. Or your pet gerbil. Do not rub tummy if you have a black widow spider. I don't care if that hourglass is clickbait or not. I don't care. Now, black widow spiders love garages. They love to be not in the back of the garage, but where we found our black widows is we have carports. And then when we got fancy enough to have a garage, it was near the, it was kind of near the front. For some reason, black widows, they're kind of stupid. They like to put their webs where there's a lot of motion and a lot of movement. So their webs always get destroyed, and their webs are the ugliest, most chaotic, schizophrenic looking webs I've ever seen. But, on the other hand, evolutionary-wise, the advantage is they get to be in a hot traffic spot to get bugs and then eat. Now, they also love wood piles. So, when you, you know, somebody says, go, you know, Bobby, go get wood for the fire, and you run over to get the wood, that's where they like to hide. They like shade because they get hot. Okay? They also like barbecue grills. They love being around swimming pools. Remember I told you they're dumb? Yeah, I always saw spider webs near. They will camp out by the cool deck of a swimming pool. They'll be by water. Don't ask. They're stupid. Okay? They occur in rural or suburban areas, and we usually see these bites between April and October. It's not too hot, and it's not too cold, and these things could kill. Okay, so when you get a spider bite, you could have you know, a little bit of pain, or you could have a lot of pain. And there could be swelling and redness at the site of the bite. And a lot of times you will see two small, like, fang marks. They may look like tiny red spots because they will just sink their teeth into you. Oh, my gosh, I hate them so much. And in some cases, the symptoms appear within 30 to 60 minutes. So what does the spider venom do? What can it do to you? All right. Well, it could cause muscle cramps. WebMD has a great dissertation on these little stupid suckers. A lot of times the toxin could cause muscle cramps. It could cause spasms kind of near the site of the bite. Then it could spread an increase in severity for 6 to 12 hours. You know, when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, you know, you get these spider bites in. And people are like, how the hell do I know? Was it a daddy long legs? Was it a house spider? Was it a wolf spider? Was it a recluse? These black widow spiders, you'll get kind of spasm around the area. And it to me, is a much more tender, painful sort of bite. All right, but that's what I kind of deduced from that. Within 6 to 12 hours, you could really start feeling like crap. You could start getting chills. You could start getting fever, nausea, vomiting. A lot of times you could start to sweat profusely. You know, many people will start getting chest pain, back pain, belly pain, headache. Unfortunately, your blood pressure could start to rise or your blood pressure could drop and you could go into shock. If you go into shock, that could be pretty deadly. All right, so, okay, so what do we do? Well, all right, you want to, when you get bit by a spider, don't sit there and Instagram it and Facebook it and do selfies with clickbait and WTF all over it. Go and get yourself some medical attention, okay? You want to call your doctor, your hospital, your poison control center, but remain calm because the more agitated you are and the more the epinephrine is kicking in and the more the excitement and movement will increase the flow of the venom in the blood. Now, you know, as a doctor, I have to say, look, if your heart is beating, your heart is beating, all right? You know, the faster it beats, yeah, the more you could move it all over, but I got to tell you, I mean, it's going, you're going to get it into your blood system anyway, okay? I mean, it's going to happen. All right? Do not put ice to the area, okay? Don't put ice to it. Do not suck out the venom. Don't do that. Do not apply a tourniquet. Just clean it and get yourself to a hospital, soap and water. All right? So how do we diagnose it? Well, sometimes we ask you to bring the gosh darn spider in. All right. Now, if you're scared of the spider, I understand that. Okay. But if you smacked the living crap out of it and stepped on it, and you're like, it was just on me, maybe scoop it up and bring it in so the doctor or the medical provider in the hospital can see what it was. Okay. There is anti-venom in the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and we usually will give you anti-venom if you're pregnant, if your pressure is really, your blood pressure is really rising crazy, or if you're having trouble breathing. But then we usually do symptomatic type stuff, symptomatic measures. Like we'll give you some Ativan, we'll give you some Valium to relax some of the spasms, give you something for pain. Sometimes we'll use morphine or fentanyl. We'll probably try and flush your system with some IV. Sometimes your calcium levels can drop because you're having such muscle tetany from spasming so much from the venom that will give you some calcium to keep up your calcium stores. And then if your blood pressure is really high, we'll sometimes give you medicine for high blood pressure. So for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We just reviewed black widow spider bites on the story where this woman in Vermont ate a black widow spider. She didn't eat a black widow spider, but she was eating grapes on a black widow spider bit her. Of course, what I recommend you guys do is when in doubt, get it checked out. Call the ER, call the Poison Control Center. You can even call the National Cancer Institute. They even have information on spider bites, even though we're not talking about cancer. But I think everybody and their mother is going to want to help you with the spider bites, so make sure you get that checked out. And avoid the spider. Okay, they're not very tasty. When we come back, do sunscreens cause cancer? And which sunscreen should you avoid? And what the hell is the scoop with all that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so is our sunscreen really causing skin cancer? Now, this is something I had talked about years ago on local Fox 5 News when they were asking about oxybenzone and the different sorts of compounds that we use, because the Environmental Working Group years ago cast doubt on whether we really should be using sunscreen that had oxybenzone benzone. Well, here we are now, 2015, with a study here discussing how, again, sunscreen could possibly give us skin cancer. But I don't know if this new study is concentrating on the oxybenzone component or if it's that maybe people are not doing their sunscreen right. So first let's talk about the latest study and then we'll kind of go, because here's the thing, I mean, we've been lathering ourselves up with sunscreen now for a while and I've been a little hesitant with my family. I put sunscreen on my kids, but I don't lather them up all the time because I'm very concerned about their pores absorbing chemicals. So we're caught between, do I let my kids get vitamin D and sun but expose themselves to skin cancer, or do I put sunscreen on them to prevent skin cancer but possibly put them at risk for other things? And this is going to be a back and forth that a lot of us have to deal with as parents, grandparents, etc. So a new research by the British Association of Dermatologists revealed that 72% of people admitted to being sunburned last year, which makes them twice as likely to develop deadly melanoma. Now, they've been using sunscreen. All right? Okay? The breakthrough showed that not only UVA, but UVB both can cause issues with our skin. UVB is the one that burns. UVA is the one that causes long-term skin damage and can cause skin cancer. And they found that sun protective factor of 50 in sunscreen does not give you complete protection. They also found that even the highest grade SPF 50 sun cream allows sufficient UV radiation through to damage the DNA in the skin's pigment cells, which is the melanin, okay, raising your cancer risk. Dr. Julie Sharp of Cancer Research UK, which funded the study, said people tend to think they're invincible once they put it on, and they end up spending longer out in the sun. This is something we've talked about, too. You put on 50 SPF sunscreen, you think you are so super-duper protected, and then, lo and behold, you still get exposed. So, you see, there's a few things going on here, okay? One is, are you actually having a false sense of security? Two, are you not putting it on correctly? Three, are you putting something on that you think is really, really doing the job, but we're dealing with nature? I mean, we are dealing with sun, and sun is one of the nastiest. I don't want to say the nastiest, but the sun is one of the most formidable forces in nature. And you think your little baby banana baby boat sunscreen is really going to take on the sun? All right, so SPF 15 versus 50. We talked about what that means, okay? The SPF, the sun protection factor, is, let's say it takes you 10 minutes to burn. You use SPF 15. Now it's going to take you 15 times that 10 minutes or 150 minutes to burn with that sunscreen. SPF 50 is supposed to lengthen your time by 50, okay? So that's what the SPF factor is. But the kicker is you're supposed to reapply it. Okay, if you're sitting there swimming, okay, because most waterproof sunscreens, they don't last more than a half hour, 40 minutes. So you need to be reapplying this kind of stuff, okay? Next, we recommend that you make sure that if you are going to be wet, you reapply it quicker. You make sure you put on adequate doses. A lot of you guys will spray. How do you know if you're getting uniform spray? So then you'll go, okay, well, then I'll use the cream. Well, okay, you usually with your cream, you apply more on your left side of the body than your right. If you're right-handed, right? You put a crap load on your right hand, so you rub over there on your left. Now you got to try to rub on the right side. You don't use the right amount. So we always recommend that you have somebody else rub your sunscreen on. My husband used to love doing that until after I had a couple kids, and, you know, now he's like, really, with the moo-moo, really? This is embarrassing. You know, why can't you look hotter? Okay, so what's going on with the substances in the sunscreens? Okay, well, here we have the Environmental Working Group. Okay, they released their annual guides to sunscreens, and they say two-thirds of the sunscreens analyzed by the Environmental Working Group did not work well or contain potentially hazardous ingredients. So Their toxic sunscreen list included Neutrogena, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Well Brand, Up and Up Brand by Target, Copper Tone, and they said those made the most toxic list. Now, this is being reported by Mercola.com. So why? Because of oxybenzone. They say oxybenzone is one of the most troublesome ingredients. Its primary function is to absorb the UV light, but they think it causes hormone disruptions and causes cell damage that can provoke cancer. They say the chemical oxybenzone penetrates skin, gets into the bloodstream, and acts like estrogen in the body. It could trigger allergic reactions. Data is preliminary, but studies have found a link between higher concentrations of oxybenzone and harms to the health. One study looked at oxybenzone to endometriosis in older women. Another found that women with high levels of oxybenzone during pregnancy had lower birth weight daughters. Some of these sunscreens also have retinol palmitate or vitamin A palmitate. They say those could actually speed up malignant cells and spread cancer if they have the vitamin A. And then fragrance. They say some of these fragrance, like the parabens, the phthalates, the synthetic musks, these things could cause hormone disruption and release. So years ago, we talked about the zinc oxide or the titanium oxide to possibly be better choices. They also recommend, according to this website, to avoid the spray sunscreens, okay? Because, one, they're flammable. Remember we had that guy years ago? He was standing by a barbecue. He sprayed himself with the sunscreen, went over to the barbecue, and caught himself on fire. So they are flammable. I just don't like you guys breathing them in. I think it's not a good idea to breathe in sunscreen. So I would rather you lather up than spray on. I just think it's a double exposure that you don't need. Okay? Next, the super high SPFs could cause danger. Not because SPF 50 is giving you more chemicals, but because SPF 50 will give you a false sense of security. So we talked about that. They also said avoid using towelettes and powders. Those don't give a lot of sun protection. And they say make sure that you use something that does both UVA and UVB. Remember they did a study looking at these sunscreens, and they found that some of these sunscreens that said they'll cover all sorts of UVA and UVB, and then we come to find out that no, they don't. Okay, you need to make sure that the labeling goes with what they claim. And so I usually use the sunscreen that, what I usually do is I use the 50 sunscreen, but I act like I have SPF 15. I use the ones that have zinc oxide. I try to avoid the oxybenzone for now until more data comes out, and then we go from there. All right, and I know how frustrating it is, guys. I know how frustrating, okay? Because you know you this is summertime. We're coming into summertime, and this is where we start to feel better. We feel better because we're getting sunlight. We're outdoors. We're having fun. We feel like we don't have to work as much. There's a lot more sunlight, more daytime hours. We feel better. This is the time of year where we're less gloomy, and we really want to get vitamin D. All right. Now, they say to allow some of your skin to get sunlight for short periods of time. But again, you got to be careful because you have no idea how much time it's going to take to create a melanoma cell. Don't forget to shield your face, protect your eyes, protect the tops of your scalp, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Big thanks to tuning in. We really do, really, really do appreciate it. All right, so still got a lot to talk about, so let's just hit the ground running here. Herpes may be used to fight skin cancer. This blows my mind. They say a genetically modified strain of herpes can kill cancer cells and stop tumors from growing. Wow. The strain called T-VEC was used to treat patients with melanoma. Now, melanoma is one of the deadliest, nastiest forms of skin cancers. The research published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology is the latest to show how we could use viruses that to kill cancer cells. Remember there was a study saying we could use HIV to kill cancer? Problem is I don't know if there's much of a market for that. A lot of cancer patients aren't really going to be asking for HIV, even if they know they have cancer. But still, to use the virus and to make it non-infectious, non-virulent, but to make it virulent against cancer cells could still be one of the new ways to deal with this. So, unlike chemotherapy can kind of do a nuclear destruction of cells as well as healthy cells around it. Viruses will target specific cells and make them more effective in fighting the disease. The method also appeals to researchers because it could also prime your immune system, activate your immune system to fight cancer. So researchers looked at more than 400 patients with aggressive malignant melanoma, which is the deadliest type of skin cancer. More than 16% of patients given the T-VEC treatment showed a lasting response for 6 months, compared with 2% of members of the control group. They say we normally think of viruses as enemies of mankind. You see, you thought the spider story was spooky. And according to Paul Workman, chief executive of Institute of Cancer Research, says it's their very ability to specifically infect and kill human cells that can make them such promising cancer treatments. Now, the drug is produced by Amgen. It's awaiting for U.S. FDA approval before it could be given to patients. But for those of you that say, but you know what, I have type 1 herpes. Will I be protected? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think we haven't seen any studies right now linking people that have certain issues being protected. This is just they're going to be using the virus to hopefully fight disease. Now, speaking of viruses, all right, we are finding here that thanks to Tumblr and Grindr and all these new dating websites, they say syphilis, gonorrhea, and HIV is soaring. Syphilis cases rose 79%, the gonorrhea 30%, HIV almost 33%. And this is just in, I guess, Rhode Island. They say, according to local officials, high-risk behaviors like using social media such as dating apps to arrange casual and often anonymous sexual encounters are the biggest culprit. Of course, health officials are warning you to not have sex without a condom, avoid having multiple sex partners, and having sex while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, because these can increase the risk of suffering from an STI. Which used to be STD, now it's sexually transmitted infection. So the Rhode Island Department of Health has revealed from 2013 to 2014, cases of syphilis rose by 79%, gonorrhea 30%, and HIV by almost 33%. This is some spooky stuff, all right? Now, I understand that we have a new dating revolution. And this new dating revolution is allowing those of us who really couldn't meet anybody and who had a very, very difficult time meeting people in the bar, right, to now be sexy online. All right? We don't have to be alone anymore. And with that, while we're watching 50 Shades of Grey and all these movies out there and TV shows out there where everybody's having sex, you now feel like you get to be a part of that world. Even though, okay, remember, TV and movies are not the most accurate, okay? They don't really depict how things, you know, are. Just remember, keep in mind. So, you hook up on Facebook. You hook up on Twitter. Grindr, is it Tinder? All right, I haven't gotten profiles on these because once I heard it was like a single site, last thing I want to do is tick my husband off. But, you're putting yourself out there now, meeting absolute strangers. And people know this. This is no surprise that they're getting STDs. The people that are going on there are roaming around for, and I don't want to use the word mate, but for a partner. Whether it's a temporary partner or a long-term partner. And people want to hook up. Hooking up is now one of the most common things. You have a lot of casual hookups on campus. You have friends with benefits. And it's promoting this culture where I think sex before marriage, or waiting to have sex till after marriage is going to be completely extinct. All right, unless some certain religious groups still try to hold true to those values. And to me as a doctor, my favorite patients are the ones who say, no, I'm waiting till I'm married. Because then I don't have to worry about STDs. And if their partner also waited till they were married, we don't ever have to worry about HPV with them. We don't ever have to worry about STDs. They never had sex. Their partner didn't have sex. They get married. They're monogamous. Boy, that makes life easier for me. Problem is those patients are far and few between. And unfortunately, I got to work harder than I ever have. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, dysuria, infertility. These kinds of things are going on. And people with multiple pregnancies, multiple abortions. It blows my mind how many people we've diagnosed pregnant. And maybe a small percentage of them are actually married. It's a different world right now. It's a different society. You don't get married anymore. You have baby mamas or baby papas, and you have it's a different world. All right? And so, you know, it's much easier to get sex. Some people are like, ooh, yay. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about that. How do you know your partner isn't going to give you something? I talked about how we need a website for people with genital herpes, because I diagnose a patient with herpes and they're like, well, what do I do? I mean, I can't tell, you know, somebody on a date. I go, well, you have to, because it's an STD. Okay, I mean, you could get sued if you don't, you know, but, how do you do it? We've talked about that. You know, I tell them, look, you know, you're exposed at one point to a virus. You're doing what you can to prevent transmission, and I know it's not the sexiest thing, but you got an STD. Okay, you got to live with that. You know, but people are like, it's not a big deal anymore. So I had the clap. I took some penicillin. So there's antiviral medications for herpes. Syphilis, I could also take some penicillin. By the way, there's a lot of you guys allergic to penicillin, so it's not that simple anymore. I would recommend this. I'm glad you guys are having fun. I'm glad those people who never would have been able to hook up with anybody now has a chance to meet somebody and find some intimacy. I think that's great, but, you know, there's responsibility with that, and you guys are passing stuff to each other. And, you know, we talk about STDs. What about, like, staph? You know, I mean, I've had partners give each other staph infections because of the rubbing of the skin, okay? There's diseases out there that people are giving each other, and it's an environment where you're basically having sex with the multiple people that they had sex with. And even though, yes, we love herpes virus because it may be able to help fight melanoma, we don't want you getting these viruses, okay? Herpes won't kill you, but it can hurt the baby. It can hurt the fetus. So, these are things to just, keep in mind before you troll again on social media. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
We don't have a thing for you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.